100 Word Stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon. One a day until the day I die.com, the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. This is where I post a topic that y'all send in and I curate, and y'all send in the stories, and let's give them a listen. The topic this week was Gemstone. And we got a bunch of stories in, so I'm going to let you enjoy them. And let's see what you came up with.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
My engagement ring features a black gemstone. It's not a diamond or sapphire, a spinel or tourmaline. It's not even precious in the conventional sense. It's just plain old glass crystal. In point of fact, if you look closely, it's not even black. It's actually deepest, darkest red. The color comes from an inclusion. Real human blood, injected into the stone and sealed there forever. The blood is that of my first husband, a reminder that he will never bother me again. Also, a very visible warning to my future husband, that there are some lines you just don't cross.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The art installation Gemstone featured a naked mannequin with a television for a head holding a megaphone. Its right arm was missing. Find meaning mode activated. Broadcasting television slogans while the body suffers the pain. Pleased with his interpretation, he approached the artist and shared his view. The artist looked at him, puzzled. He nodded, trying to prompt the artist to say something. The artist said, "No, we got the mannequin on sale. They had lost a head and an arm, so they gave us an old TV and a megaphone." Gemstone? They should have named it Lacking a Gemstone then. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcuff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello. This is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com. And this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge. Number 1052, with the prompt of Gemstone. So here's my story. Patrick and Bobby's friend, Candy, joined the others in the messy front room. Sabrina shot hateful glares at her former captor, as Joan explained about CPS coming in the morning. Bobby looked around the squalid room in panic. "Mom's on night shift. She won't be home until 7. Joan put a reassuring hand on her shoulder. "Don't worry. We'll have this house shining like a diamond by morning." "A diamond?" Bobby asked, clearly skeptical. Joan chuckled. "Well, a semi-precious gemstone, at least." Bobby doubled down. "But how?" "I have a special talent for organization." Joan closed her eyes, breathing deeply. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, it's Richard. This is my story on the topic Gemstone. It's called Price Tag, It's not often the Antiques Roadshow comes to town. So when we heard they'd be recording locally, we had to go along. The question was, what were we going to take to be appraised? Certainly not the dogs playing poker print. A cultural icon, maybe, but hardly an antique. There was little of interest in the china cabinet, just chipped and mismatched plates and cups. Then Granny turned up with her jewellery box and produced a huge antique gemstone in a gold setting. What did the experts say it was worth? You'll have to watch the programme to find out. That's me done. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. 20 years ago, I sent in my first story to the podcast. After more than 1,300 stories, I want to thank Planet Z for hosting the challenge. If I may reflect on this long, strange trip, having to tell a story in just 100 words has made me a better writer. Lastly, every once in a while, you write something that's better than good. And that has happened here. Thank you, Lawrence. And the story this week, because there's always a story this week. A Bridge Too Far. It was called Project Gemstone. Personally, I thought it was a dumb code name, but I don't get to make the call. It's pretty random, so others in the Alphabet Black Ops community don't get all the cool ones. It equally pisses off everyone, like when DST got Robot Chicken. Gemstone dealt with the thorny issue of college students. Students of history know university students are the engine of revolution. Having eyeballs on even the least likely campus was the goal of Gemstone. This is how I became a spook and ended up in Hanoi carrying paperwork for the professor. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Finders Keepers. Derek's dream had led him to a secluded glade. He'd had a vision of a buried chest full of jewellery there, gold pendants and rings with precious gemstones. The ground looked quite disturbed, but it was a popular spot for youths to drink, and besides, his dreams were never wrong. Unperturbed, Derek started sweeping the ground with his metal detector. On the way home, empty-handed and despondent, he listened to the radio. An exciting local news story interrupted the broadcast. That evening, a gang of teenagers had found treasure worth millions in the very spot he'd just been searching. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Harriet's birthstone was a lump of coal. Nothing ever went right in her life. At the school dance, her classmates tied her up, put her in a circle made of salt, lit candles, and performed ritual, rhythmic gyrations, an attempt to summon the Dark Lord to take her away. It didn't work, but the principal tried to blame her for the incident. Her foster parents couldn't be bothered to show up to the inquiry. Eventually, she graduated and took the first bus out of town. No one knows where she wound up, and she never attends any of the reunions.
And there we have it. Your stories on the topic of Gemstone. I hope you enjoyed them. Well, at least all the ones that you haven't heard yet. I mean, you probably enjoyed writing the one that you did, right? And if you want to enjoy the ones that you do, go come on and join in. It's one a day until the day I die.com. Click weekly challenge and you'll see the joy. Be a part of it. Give it a try. Anyway, the next topic is a pick two. Twaddle, an owl, stable, a tin of beans, and crossing. And yeah, I need to go through the ones that folks have sent in and update the list. It's miles and miles long. And I've been tempted to do them just randomly out of the list. Just to keep you all on your toes. What do y'all think of that? Anyway, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.